The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOA. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar and Condominium and Plan Development Law. The firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tallahassee. And we are here each week to answer all of your calls and questions and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we would love to get these phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. Give us a call right here, toll free in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and click on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. We have about 7,000 of you on there now. Because by joining each week, you can get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars. We just completed quite a run, by the way. Our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. We do a blog every single Monday morning at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, practicing your religion. Are there limits in your community association? Good time to talk about this during the Christmas holiday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And last week was all about turnover of your control of your condo or HOA from the developer to the unit owners. And this is a topic that is always, always relevant in South Florida, or really throughout the state. Why? Because the building never seems to stop, Karen, right?
No. It's the state bird of Florida is the construction crane.
Right. Exactly.
It became pretty clear pretty quick that turnover is certainly the most important time to be on the board and for the board to make sure they're doing things correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of money is at stake here.
Oh, it's potentially millions of dollars. You know, it's pretty interesting because, in effect, when control is passed from the developer to the unit owners, a lot of the unit owners don't have any prior knowledge in construction, no prior knowledge in the law, no prior knowledge being on any board of directors. Yet here, all of a sudden, they're putting control of this, you know, massive structure potentially that's worth tens of millions of dollars, with potentially, you know, tens of millions of dollars in claims against the developer out
right,
there.
Right, right.
So they have a pretty tough job, that first board of directors, you know, coming out of turnover from the developer. But to recap again, that's when the board really needs to make sure that the developer isn't leaving the association in debt. That sometimes happens. Mm-hmm. And that the developer isn't leaving the property in shambles with all kinds of construction defects. And the law on this, very, very interesting. Now, what you would think, of course, we talk about the theme, this theme many times on the show. Condo owners, don't be surprised. You give more rights against the developer generally than HOA owners do, right? Karen, no surprise there. What else is new? Right? HOA owners left holding the bag.
Yeah.
So in a condo, if you look at the condo statute, very clear. The developer of the condo gives the association a warranty on virtually everything. You look at that condo statute, it goes on for pages. The developer has to give a warranty on the structure, the electrical, the plumbing. You know, it's basically everything's covered, and it's a long, detailed statute. And the association and the owners have lots of rights to pursue claims for faulty construction. And it's not only against the developer, but also against the general contractor who built it, the subs. You know, our firm, we sue developers all the time for this, for construction defects and failure to provide the right amount of money at turnover. It happens all the time. So all these rights are there right in the statute for condo owners.
Yeah, and I'm supposing that the HOAs don't have the same rights.
Yeah, exactly, right? What else is new?
Right.
Right, of course not. So it's exactly as you thought, but I mean, I'll just tell a real quick interesting story. The condo statute talks about all the warranties and all the protections the condo owners get against the developer regarding construction defects, right?
Yeah.
But the HOA statute had always said nothing, so there was always a question hanging out there. You know, well, what do the HOAs get? Do they get any protection at all? So since the Florida legislature refused to rule on that, a case finally goes up to Florida's 5th District Court of Appeals on the west coast of the state couple of years ago, and the question became, okay, bottom line, is there any sort of a warranty that HOA owners get? Well, why is it just condo owners? And the appeals court said, you know what, if the Florida legislature is not going to talk about it, they're not going to address it, they're not going to mention it at all in the statutes, then we will. And the court goes on to hold that under Florida common law theory, yes, we hold that the developer gives the association an automatic warranty for roads, driveways, plumbing, electricity that runs through community, lots of different things. So you're like, wow, okay, HO owners, that answers the question for you, doesn't it?
So the courts are saying basically if the Florida legislature is not going to mandate a warranty, the courts will?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. But let me show you how everybody how strong that developer lobby is in this state and why unit owners really don't stand much of a chance. So the court rules, yes, there's a warranty for HOA owners, right? Almost immediately after, and I mean immediately, after the courts come out with that decision that, yes, there is a warranty, the Florida developers lobby goes to the Florida legislature and they convene and they pass a brand new law and they complain and say, Florida legislature, you fix it. And they fix it.
Hmm.
That's the bottom. Florida legislature did fix it and took the warranties away.
Oh.
Yeah. Almost immediately. Right.
Really?
So, yeah. Almost. I mean, and I mean, it happened almost immediate. Right. So here you go. Finally, the HOA owners get a break. The courts say you get a warranty. But what happens? Florida legislature passes a new law that says, wait, hold on, Fifth District Court of Appeals. We're going to make a new law. And listen to what they say, Karen. In order to remove uncertainty and protect Florida's fragile real estate market, right, despite this court ruling, we're going to hold there are no warranties in an HOA.
Well, that's just handing the keys of the kingdom to the developer.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
Now, the funny part is they're saying, you know, if we give a warranty, it creates uncertainty. And we have to protect Florida's fragile real estate market. Of course it's the opposite. That's exactly right. You would think it would be uncertainty without warranties,
right? You're certain everything's going to be okay.
Exactly. But the Florida legislature, unfortunately, sees it the other way.
Just another example of how owners in an HOA get that short end of the stick compared with condo owners.
No question about it. And the interesting thing here is this case goes up to the Florida Supreme Court, right? And the Florida Supreme Court said, you know, that new law saying there's no warranties, well, we're not going to allow it to apply retroactively. So meaning that up until that time that law was passed by the Florida legislature, we're going to hold, sorry, there always were warranties in place. So if your HOA has still not gone through turnover and was built actually before this new law passed, there's still a warranty from the developer in your HOA. Don't think automatically there isn't. Because, again, that Florida Supreme Court case saved you. So if you're in an HOA and you haven't undergone turnover yet, yes, depending upon when you guys were built, it may actually protect you. There still may be warranties in place based upon that Florida Supreme Court decision. It's a confusing area of the law. If you're not sure, get legal help. Well, let's do this. Let's take our first call of the day. Who we got? We got David in Boynton. How are you, David?
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, how can we help?
I just had a question regarding, I don't know if it's a topic you're discussing today, but I just had a question. If the security cameras in the parking lot, we have a few of them, but they're not covering all the cars, and they seem like the board members are like, they're not.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it a condo or an HOA?
What's a condo?
It's a condo.
And
okay, when were these cameras put in?
HOA.
When were the cameras
They were put in probably 10 years ago,
okay.
But they just revamped them about within the last 6 months.
Okay, because typically the question comes up when it comes to security cameras. In an HOA, basically no problem. The board has very wide authority to put cameras in. But in a condo, if the cameras are not there and the board wants to now install cameras on the common areas, that is now considered a material alteration. Kind of strange decisions that have come out of Tallahassee from the arbitrators on this. Karen, if the board finds that there's a problem with security in the community, the cases hold, the board has the unilateral authority without getting a vote of the unit owners to put up a fence, right? A fence
not
around
a
the entire community, not a wall, right? Just like the Democrats will allow a fence, but not a wall. Anyway, so yes, you can put up a fence around the entire perimeter of the community as a security measure. No need to get any vote from the unit owners whatsoever. However, if you want to put up security cameras, that's considered a material alteration. In order to do it, you need a vote of the community first. Now, David, let me ask you this. Are you saying that the cameras don't work?
No, the cameras work. The only issue is we have maybe 200 cars in the parking lot. All right, they cover every angle of the parking lot except for one angle. My car's in that angle along with 10 others. And they're like, what do we want? You want us to put cameras everywhere? Sarcastically. And I don't know the answer to that.
Well, so it boils down to negligence. At the bottom line, if something were to happen to cars in that area of the parking lot, right, it certainly could be argued by plaintiff's attorney that, hey, you knew that that area of the parking lot was not covered. Potentially, if it was covered, this crime or whatever maybe could have been averted. And despite the fact that this was brought to your attention, you didn't do anything about it, and therefore it's negligence. I certainly wouldn't want to be a crime victim, you know,
right,
of a physical nature in that area of the parking lot and not to have it under surveillance when you knew it was a problem. So what's the big deal to add an extra camera or two when you've already gone to the expense of spending all that money for the cameras everywhere else? So I would think if I'm the association, and you know a very limited area of the parking lot is not under surveillance, but every place is, and you know potentially that that could be an area or was an area where a crime occurred, if I were you, yeah, I'd put that extra camera in. No big deal. We got to do this, Dave. We got to take our first break of the hour. Keep the calls coming, everybody. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news. There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be
friends? Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Don't wait until the end of the show to call in and ask Eric your question, your burning question about anything going on in your condo, HOA, or co-op. He is an attorney that specializes. He's board certified in condominium and HOA and plan development law.
And the attorney's not on the clock today. How about that?
There you go. It's free, 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 free. So give him a call, toll free, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOA's listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of the show? Condo Craze and HOA's radio show on every Sunday at 11 a.m. You can have a commercial during this show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. So, Eric, right now the lines are not busy. You got a line open. Give us a call because Eric's going to take a little much-deserved time off, aren't you?
Can't wait. Yes, it's been a crazy, crazy month of last few months.
Totally.
You've been all over the state. What did we do, like 15 different seminars?
How many people do you think you taught?
In the last, probably since September, October, November, a dozen times, you know, we're around 2,500 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood, you know, if I'm doing the math right, something like that. I mean, the events have been so incredibly well attended. And I guess coming out of our next break, we'll tell everybody new schedule is out. And again, we'll be all over the state. And if you haven't taken the course, man, do we suggest that you do. A lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. A
lot to learn this year, though, I'll tell you that.
I'll bet. Yeah, and let me ask you, as we were speaking before the break, is there a statute of limitations to go after the developer?
Yeah, you got to be very careful, right? So you get on the board and, you know, your attorney tells you or your CPA tells you, you know, you have potential claims against the developer that you bought the unit from, but the clock is ticking. Yes, there is. There is a statute of limitations, and the statute for asserting claims against the developer basically begins to run from that date of turnover, that date that you go to the meeting and they give over control to you. Now, construction issues governing the common areas, that's basically like a 3-year statute of limitations in condos that are new construction. But some of you live in what's called a conversion condominium. You know what a conversion condominium is?
No.
It was rentals. You lived in a rental community, but then you get a letter from the developer that says we're converting it to condo. So what do you want to do? Do you want to buy in or you got to get out?
Oh.
That's what's called a conversion condo. And the statute in those types of condos, only 1 year.
Oh.
Yeah, so you got to act quick. You got to really know your stuff when you get on the board of a condo at turnover, because especially in these conversion condominiums, the board, you're really immediately under the gun to kind of learn what claims the association has against the developer, if any.
Right.
Now, in a condo, you know, any claim against a developer by the association, by the way, if you're alleging a defect in design, structural elements, construction, mechanical, electrical, fire protection, you know, all of that stuff, before you allege that, you can't even go to court, and by just alleging it, you have to get an opinion from a professional who has to examine it. It's got to be certified by them, by a Florida engineer, design professional, or contractor, or someone who's licensed in the area, because you just can't walk into court and say, it's broken. You actually have to go through. You have to have an expert opinion before walking through the door in that courthouse. If not, you're out the door.
So one of my favorite shows is Engineering Catastrophes. Have you ever watched
it? No, I don't know it.
Oh, my God. It's the best. The stuff that falls over and just completely was botched up.
Oh, things that were done wrong. You ever see the video of one of those forklifts going through the almost like a Home Depot type setup?
Yes, the whole thing falls.
And it knocks off one thing, and the entire warehouse goes down. Yeah, that's a design defect.
That's
exactly. Yeah.
So when it's time for turnover, does the developer now have to give all of the association's financial records to the new unit owner board members?
Yeah, they certainly do. And think about all that stuff that the developer now has, right? They've been in control of your community, and now it's turnover time. Yes, there's absolutely a ton of documents that they're required to turn over, all of that, all the governing documents, all the records, all the building plans, all the permits, the warranties, and most importantly, the association's money, right? What's left in the bank, all the association's financial records through the date of turnover, and in both a condo and an HOA, the records that they turn over, it has to be audited by an independent certified public accountant. So this is important stuff. And in a condo, the developer also has to provide a report in the official records under seal of an architect. This is important because you'd be surprised. You know, sometimes I'll get a call from an association, and it'll be a year after turnover. Right. Turnover happened a long time ago.
Right.
And I'll say, okay, were you represented at turnover? No. Nah. Did your developer give you a turnover report regarding the association's funds audited by a CPA? No. Did your developer give you a report from an engineer regarding the physical condition of the property? No. And you're like, yeah, you guys need to get your act together and quick, because in a condo only, the developer, they have to give you a report, not only a report from a CPA about the financial records, they got to give you a report about the physical condition of the property you're now taking over. And it's got to be under the seal of an architect or an engineer who's authorized to practice in Florida, and it has to attest to the maintenance, the useful life, the replacement costs of, you know, all the common elements. It has to talk about the roof, the structure of the property, fireproofing and fire protection systems, your elevators, your heating and cooling systems, your plumbing, your electrical systems, your swimming pool, if it's applicable, seawalls, if applicable, pavement, parking areas, drainage, painting, irrigation, everything. Your developer owes you all of this. And the question is, did you get it?
Yeah, does the developer count on the fact that maybe people don't know about this?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, and they're not listening to your show.
Right. And all of a sudden, you know, the time period expires, or worse, the developer has already now sold his or her last unit, and nobody's bothered him. And guess what? Even if you potentially have all these claims, right?
Yeah.
So what? The developer has nothing. What are you going to do? You're going to go after the developer and get what?
Right.
Because under Florida law, the developer is not required to post like a bond or anything like that. So God forbid if there is construction defects, there's money to go after.
So there's no like anything in
escrow? If you don't act quick, the developer could be all sold out.
Right.
Right? And the bottom line is, okay, so you get a judgment against the developer. What are you going to do with it? Potentially not much. That's why you have to hope that at least the general contractor who built the community, that they're still in business, because they're typically the pocket that you can go after.
And I guess the developer is going to want the association to sign a receipt for all of the documents.
I tell you, and I caution clients all the time.
Is there anything that makes that mandatory? Any law that makes a
receipt? No, there's nothing that says you have to. That's a great question, Karen, because a lot of times, you know, owners get bullied into signing this receipt for documents, and then I'll get involved. I'm like, you didn't get this, you didn't get this, you didn't get this. You know, it happens all the time. When you have that turnover meeting, you know, the developer or the developer's counsel is always going to want that association to execute a receipt for all these documents. Do not sign it. Believe me, don't sign it unless and until counsel for the association agrees that all of these documents were turned over in its proper form. It's just such, you know, you can't emphasize this enough. It's a crucial yet dangerous time to be on the board of directors right after turnover.
Yeah.
It's so important. You really got to get counsel to kind of assist you in that regard.
Yeah, and it seems to me that the most important time to be a board member and to be careful to protect the association is at that time of turnover. Yeah. And they don't. And many board members probably don't know what they must do.
You must get counsel. I think you need counsel. You need a CPA, and especially if you live in a a building, you know, a condo building, there's no question you're going to need a structural engineer, potentially an electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, to go walk the building and tell you what's wrong, why the developer built this property incorrectly. So, yes, by far, most important time to be on the board. Anybody have any questions out there about turnover or absolutely anything or everything else in the condo or HOA world? I'm sure lots of questions out there about the election time. So many associations dealing with that. Give us a call. Anything condo or HOA related, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER, 1-800-30-FIBER, or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. He's board certified by the Florida Bar in Condominium and Plan Development Law. If you have any questions for him about your condo, HOA, or co-op, give him a call toll-free for free advice, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And you were busy. You're going to take a little vacation, and then you're going to hit the ground running again.
I mean, you know, would you expect anything different from
us at this point?
There's no resting ever. Just remember, everybody, the election season is here for condos and HOAs. And if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after getting on the board, you are automatically off the board.
See ya.
One way of getting certified, take our Condo Craze board certification class. We've certified about 15,000 Floridians all across the state. Our class was approved by the DBPR also to provide two 2019 legal update credits for all the community association managers that attend. And we love when they attend because they add so much to the class when it comes to discussion time. And like you said, Karen, since we never rest, Our new schedule is out. Start us off.
Okay, January 22nd, that would be 2019, by the
yes.
way. Palm Beach at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
April 9th, Miami at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Hyatt Regency James Knight Center.
April 17th, Palm Beach in Palm Beach again at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Palm Beach Convention Center again. So you're coming twice.
That's right. Not a mistake. In okay. Palm Beach, the attendance is so wild. It's so great. And we're really flattered
good.
By it. You know, I don't have to tell you how popular this station and this radio show is in the Palm Beach area, right? And the attendance is overwhelming. So we're doing it twice in Palm Beach. And then April 24th, we'll be in Broward at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Broward Convention Center.
And then April 29th, Tampa at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa, the Convention Center. And, you know, Eric teaches so many different topics at the seminar, including, you know, the turnover that we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
The importance of the from time to time language, the official records, the different types of documents that govern your community. Service and emotional support, animals, woof, that's a biggie. Collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that were passed this year. That were there a lot that were passed this year that went into effect?
Oh, tremendous.
Okay.
It was so many.
And a lot more. Food, delicious food is served. Everyone walks out with a nice frameable certificate. He even hands you the notes of what he said. You don't even have to take notes. And certainly much, 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 much wiser.
Absolutely. To register everybody, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. How about this, Karen? I opened up the mail yesterday, and there's a really beautiful card from some people who attended, who drove down from Jacksonville, Bill and Kathy, who drove down from Jacksonville.
Wow.
And they attended the seminar, and they wrote, "Thanks so much for dinner, for the information, and the camaraderie we all felt. We're already calling you our attorney. Happy holidays to you and your family." And she goes on, "We really enjoyed your certification class at Dave and Buster's last Thursday night. It was a pleasure to meet you and the
panel." Oh, they went to the biggie.
Yeah, Lydia, your family, our huge 225-condo/HOA family that came. Well worth the trip. Isn't that awesome?
It's really awesome. And for those of you who don't know, Eric invented this class because you can just sign a silly self-serving affidavit to say
right.
read about what you need to know. And most
yes,
people,
exactly.
even if you've read it, you might not even understand it.
Of course.
So
of
Eric
course.
Boils it down. He invented this course. He got it approved by the state. And, you know, it's
we
just
have fun
amazing.
With it. Yeah, we really tried to do it where it's fun. It's not a boring lecture. It's very active, a lot of participation. We tell some good stories along the way, and everybody learns. But so, again, to register everybody, go to condocrazeandhoas.com. How about we go to Kirk? It says an international village. How are you, Kirk?
Hi, doing great.
I have
two things boiling my brain this morning.
Sure.
The first one is about parking. In our community, you must have a permit to park a vehicle on the property, either in the form of a barcode if you're a resident,
right,
or a guest pass displayed on your windshield if you're not. What's on my mind is this. When somebody gets in trouble with the office, we take away their common area privileges, including your barcode to get through the residence gate. You have to go through the front gate with the security guards.
Yes.
And we can't really stop them. We talk to the police. You got to let people in. However, maybe we can't keep the person up, but can we keep their car up because they do not have a permit to park?
So you're saying you're taking away...
I can't give them a guest pass because they live there.
Wait.
And
so
you've had your barcode removed because you owe us money.
Wait. So I want to make sure we're on the same page, Kirk. Are you saying that you want the ability to prevent somebody from driving up to their home?
They can drive up to their home. They just can't park.
No.
You can't leave it on the property.
That's going too far under the law. And, you know, the statute basically says, you can't do something. Now, suppose this is like, you know, suppose we got an 85-year-old lady there, Kirk, who can hardly walk. What do you want her to do? So let's say she did leave her trash out one night and you did fine her. She should lose the ability to park in front of her house?
Well, we would, you know, we're thoughtful people. We're not going to. I'm talking about people.
I'm not getting that warm fuzzy, Kirk. I got to be honest with you. No, you know, I understand what you're
grinchy.
Trying to do. Yeah, I understand what you're trying to do. But the statute, hold on, slow it down.
It is tough.
Slow it down. The statute allows you to suspend unit owners' rights to use certain areas of the Commonwealth. For example, I'll never forget, Karen, the first day that this type of a statute became effective in Florida,
right.
I represented a big building in Miami, and someone called me from the big building and said, listen, I heard about this new law that went into effect today, but I live on like the 32nd floor or whatever it was, and the board just shut down the elevator, my elevator pass, and told me I can't use that. So, yeah, so I had to quickly call and say, yeah, put the guy's elevator pass back on. Right.
That's like
so,
a health
right.
hazard.
So, yeah. So they can't prevent you from using the common elements or the roadways that lead to your home, basically, Kirk. That's what you need to know. Okay, what was your next question?
The next thing is about capping rentals with a rule rather than an amendment.
Capping rentals with a rule. No, can't do. This is condo or HOA again? This is
condo.
Condo, okay. So we tell this story. We tell this story many, many times, or I guess throughout the course of a year. But the bottom line is, to make a long story short, there is a statute on Florida condo law that says, okay, if you're going to make a change in your governing documents to prohibit rentals, and yes, they can't do it by rule. You got to do it by changing your governing documents.
Okay.
But even if you do it by an amendment to your governing documents, the unit owners vote on it, it does not apply to those persons who don't vote in favor specifically of the amendment. So, you know, they want to put a cap that only 20% of the units can be rented, but someone says, I'm not voting for it. It doesn't apply to them until they sell their unit. So they could already be at 20%, and this person says, I didn't vote for it. You can't stop me from renting, and they would be right. And no, the board cannot do that by way of a rule. If the board wants to impose that type of limitation, absolutely, unequivocally, has to be done by an amendment to the governing documents. Okay?
Okay, well, I feel a world better. I don't have to think about this anymore.
You got it, Kirk. Have a great weekend. Thanks
Yay.
For the call.
Instant satisfaction.
How about we quickly go to John and Dania. How are you, John?
Yes, good morning, Kara. Good morning, Eric.
How are you?
Belated Happy Hanukkah to both of you.
Thank you.
Two questions, Eric, and you know I'll be quick about this.
Sure.
Okay, condo and HOA. In the condo, we haven't seen a year-end financial report in forever, and I know I can go to the DBPR and I can file a complaint there. I already have the form. Now, in the HOA, they do not govern over this, so am I going to have to file suit? And by the way, I went to the extent of 2016.
Yep.
I went to the meeting. I copied from our bylaws the paragraph, the section that tells them exactly what they need to do within 60 days following the end of the fiscal mm-hmm. year. And I was told, oh, that's being worked on.
Uh-huh.
They haven't seen a thing in 5 years. So in order to, do I have to file suit now? What's
probably, John, yes. You see, you know what's funny? Because this exact example is what I use to show everybody at the seminars, John. This is like, you know, the perfect case. Where I show everybody where condo owners are protected under the statute, HOA owners are not. So, John, yes, you're right. You can now file a complaint with the DBPR against a condo and saying, listen, it's been years since they did the year-end financials. And I'll say this, and I always, you know, teach it this way. Generally, when a condo screws up on something and a unit owner makes a complaint, the association will get a letter from the DBPR that says, listen, try to do it right going forward. We really don't want to hurt you. We would rather educate you, okay? So we'll tell you how to do it, and please make sure from now on you do it the right way. And I respect that. I like the fact that they do that. Gives people a chance to learn the right way to how to do things. The exception to that is year-end financial statements, because the bottom line at the DBPR is if an association is not timely doing their year-end financial statements, that is a hint and a half to the people that are running things up here that the board of directors do not want anybody to know what's going on with the money. Maybe they're hiding it. Maybe they're taking it.
Yeah.
And that immediately creates a problem. The hairs stand up on the back of the neck of the people that work at the DBPR. And I can tell you, instead of giving you that educational letter, that, you know, please do it right going forward letter, they will start potentially an investigation. They will demand to know what's going on. And God forbid, if this is your second offense, they will hit the association with fines in the thousands and thousands of dollars. I've seen it before. Now, so we know you can protect yourself if you live in a condo, right? You can complain. The DBPR will help you. I'll absolutely give them credit for that. Same type of a situation, though, like you say, you live in an HOA. They haven't filed year-end financial reports in years. Too bad, buddy. You're on your own. Go to court. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We bring in $750,000 a year. And like I say, I brought it to the, I give them copies to each board member. I says, listen, guys, you need to produce this.
Yep.
But okay. Are you, and this is not my second question. I'm going to get to that real quick. Are you in your office this week, Eric?
Yeah. Well, I'm in my office and I'm all over the South Florida this week. But yes, absolutely. Crazy week ahead. The calm before the craziness before the calm, I should say.
Okay,
yeah, but well, we're in. Give us a call, John.
Okay. One other quick question.
Sure thing.
Okay. Roster of unit owners, HOA again. Our bylaws, require that the association maintain a current listing, of title holders, lots, et cetera, as most bylaws do. That's something that if I request via an official records request, they have to turn over to me, correct?
They have to provide you access to it, correct. Their official roster.
Excellent.
That's exactly right.
Access to it.
Yes, correct.
Okay, good.
Okay?
All right, good. Okay, well, I'll be in touch with you on Monday. Thank you very
you got
much.
It. Thanks for the call, John. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. I see we have some calls on hold. Call in. Plenty of time left. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel.
Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website, pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, and he does specialize in community association law. And like always, the phone lines are a-hopping. If you have a question for Eric and you want free advice at a toll-free number, call right now, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
How about we go to Linda in Lake Worth? How are you, Linda?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Okay, how can we help?
Well, I have an ongoing problem with my condo. It's a very long story, but the short version is my foundation is wet, and it has stained my tiling with water stains from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have gone back and forth. They ultimately sent a mechanical engineer to check and not a structural.
Right.
And they said to me it was the fault of the people who laid my tile floors.
Okay. Okay. How could it possibly be the fault of the person who installed the tile in your home? The bottom line is water is getting into your unit, right?
Yes. Well, they claim if the person had, if the company had installed it properly, they would have put down a water barrier, plastic.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And that's an engineering report that they received from their expert.
Well, their expert was mechanical and not structural.
Not structural, right. But did they give you a copy of that report?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I have it. They just reported it to me. I looked at it in the office.
Okay. So, unfortunately, here's the problem that you find yourself in. The problem is that now they told you basically it's on you because you installed the tile incorrectly in your home. So what I would do you have, by the way, do you have an HO6 policy? Do you have a separate insurance policy that you bought?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you put in a claim with that insurance policy? Because maybe, just maybe, that's something that would be covered under your HO6 policy, so you should start there.
But where's the water coming from?
Well, who knows, right? So now, go ahead, because they would send somebody out to inspect for you.
Well, I have. I've had leak detection companies at my own expense because it didn't meet the deductible. And I have the insurance has been out and said it's the condominium's
okay. Do you have reports from them?
Foundation.
Right. Okay. So the bottom line is if they're not going to fix it, right, you're going to have to take action at this point and pursue either an arbitration action, right, or potentially a court action. This could be, if they're saying it's not on them, then this could be something that winds up in arbitration. And maybe it'll be a little cheaper to actually do this case in arbitration rather than in a court of law. But it seems to me that's where you need to get started and you need to put them on notice properly.
Okay. Well, I've written them a letter every 2 years.
Well, here's your problem. See, now you scared me. When you say every 2 years, you're going to have a statute of limitations on this issue. Right, of 4 or 5 years.
Not if I kept. You know,
See that don't,
from the date of the letters.
No. Well, the attorneys are paid to think, not you. That's the bottom line. Don't think. Ask an attorney. Okay, that's the bottom line. That's why attorneys are out there. Don't think that just because you know you send another letter that extends the statute of limit. I could talk about a crazy case I had years ago, but the bottom line is no. There is a statute of limitations from when you find out. When that there's damage, and that statute of limitations is going to be 4 or 5 years, depending upon how you sue. And once that's gone, sorry, nobody may be able to help you. So do not wait.
Okay.
And that's the best lesson I could have given you from this phone call. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
If it's possible, a follow-up question?
Sure, quick.
If I were to sell my unit and the new inspectors for the purchasers come in and say that the floor is leaking, is that on me?
Yes, it's on you, and I'm glad that you raised that issue because under a case called Johnson versus Davis, a great phone call, by the way, under a case called Johnson versus Davis, as a seller of a residential home, you have an obligation to disclose known defects, especially those that are, you know, hidden. If you can't see it, that's what's called a latent defect, and you would be required. So let's say you didn't say anything, and you closed, and you sold, and the following month it rains outside, and all of a sudden there's water in that living room. That new buyer who you sold your unit to has a right to turn around and sue you for fraud.
And the guy below it.
And has the right to sue your broker if you had a broker participate in the transaction. So be careful, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks for the phone call. How about we go to Rob in Deerfield real quick. How are you, Rob?
Good morning, Eric. My name is Rob. I'm a board member for the Meadows, and my question has to do with do we have to comply with the county telling us we have to put a tree in front of every house in our association? We have 388 homes here, and it would be an enormous cost at approximately $500 per tree plus labor, including labor.
Okay, so hold on. Let's slow it down.
We already have 1,100. Unfortunately, they're not in front. They're on the sides. They're in the backs. And I've been to the building department where they demanded us to do this, and I wanted to see the proof, and they really haven't come up with it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When was your community built?
The community was built 78, 79.
Okay, so when that was built in 78 or 79, you can bet that this is the county or a local municipality who's giving you a hard time now.
It's the local municipality department of buildings.
Okay, so whoever approved what's called your site plan, right, the actual design, the drawings for this community, approved it with a certain amount of landscaping, certain amount of trees, right? There was a minimum required at that time, right?
Correct.
So if you pulled the original site plan, you would see exactly where the trees were supposed to be. So since 1978 and since 1979, Have the homeowners pulled out those trees? Has the board pulled out those trees?
Absolutely, yes. Some on their own, some with permits.
And there you go.
To your statement, I'd like to include that I've been to the building department. They showed me the original proposal from 75, which got approved.
Right.
What actually got built is not what's on that approval. This was supposed to be half condos, half private homes, and it wound up being phase one, phase two, and it's all... It's not to the letter of that original proposal, and that original proposal showed three trees per in front of homes, and that was never even actually done. So now they're trying to hold us to the one tree per home, and these are only 25 to 30 foot width homes, so it's impossible to put that many trees.
Okay.
Number one,
so,
and number two, again, I'm wondering what they are able to hold us to. I've got copies of everything they have, and it doesn't prove anything more than what I just said from that original 75 proposal.
Now, Karen, you know the interesting part?
What?
Right? We started this discussion about turnover, right?
Right.
So potentially at turnover, let's say this community had hired an engineer to determine whether or not the property was built properly. Mm-hmm. That engineer potentially at that time could have said, well, wait a minute, you know, this is what was approved by the county. This is what was built. What happened? And what do we need to be careful of now? For example, the landscaping. Is the landscaping built to the way the municipality wants it? These are exactly the things that potentially, you know, need to be looked at the time of turnover. This might be something that could have been taken care of 25, 30 years ago instead of dealing with it now when it becomes much harder to deal with for several reasons. Why sometimes finding the old plans, the old permits, the old resolutions from the county is much harder to find because it's so long ago. But it seems to me is if they allowed something different to be built than what was approved. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. Yeah, we're not half condos. We're totally private homes here.
Right. So the question is, what would have been required had it all been private homes? I don't know. That's the question of the day. I guess they're saying every home would have to have these trees in front of it?
In front, they requested one tree per home. We already have more than 1,000 trees here. Unfortunately, not all of them are in front of homes. They're on the sides. They're in the back, so they're not including them.
How large of a project is this going to be? How large of a project is this going to be? in terms of finances?
Well, we have, I'll say, I don't know the exact number, but they've done a study. I don't know what the numbers are, but we're definitely, I'll guess and say 300 trees short at least.
Wow.
Maybe even more.
Well, here's what I would do. I would get a landscape. Hang on. I'd get a landscape. Two things I'd do if I was the association. A landscape architect, professional landscape architect, and an attorney. And find out exactly what your rights and responsibilities are. It's the only way to really answer that question. Okay? Rob, we appreciate the phone call, but we're out of time on this end.
Thank you, Eric.
You got it. Thank you. And thanks for another crazy week of crazy condo and HOA goings on all over this state. It never going to stop, Karen.
No,
right?
It never will stop.
Yeah, all these and I can tell you, I think looking ahead into 2019, what's going to be 2019, I think it's only going to get a little crazier because some of the legislation that's pending out there is going to include actually doing away with arbitration completely.
Oh,
so there might not be an arbitration section of the DBPR any longer. But
well,
the one good
HOAs
thing about
don't
it
even
is,
care about that.
Right. But one good thing that might come ahead, you know, I always talk about, and we would have liked to talk about it today, but we're out of time. Cases going to mediation first. I just spent this entire last week as a mediator, mediating a bunch of cases.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, that's where these cases need to start out. I love they should start out on the radio first.
Yes.
Right? And then wind up at mediation.
But that's not binding, right?
It is. Yes, absolutely.
Mediation
it's binding.
Is, okay.
If the parties agree to a settlement, that case is done and it avoids years in the courtroom. It avoids years on appeal. So I'm very much in favor. I'd certainly like to see the law go that way. And certainly look for that in 2019. That's probably a lot cheaper. Absolutely. Want to wish everybody a very happy and healthy holiday season, no matter what holiday you're celebrating. And don't forget, tune in to Condo Craze and HOAs Sunday at 11 a.m. And I wish everybody a wonderful week. Take care, everybody.
Bye.